Welcome to the Players Club.
I'm Summer.
And I'm Natalie.
And this is our podcast, The Players Club.
Can I hear a round of applause?
We'll get a soundboard soon. Broke right now. Anyways, we're going to jump right into it with this first episode. We're going to be talking about sex.
No, for sure. And we're virgins.
So,
let's talk about it. Okay.
All right, Finn.
I feel like we should give intros because it's like, who the fuck are these bitches just talking about sex?
No, for sure.
Why should we listen? Okay. My name is Natalie. I won't give out my last name because I don't want these bitches to find me. No, I'm just kidding. But yeah, my name is Natalie. I'm 18. I'm a Sag. Don't ask me about my rising because I don't know.
And why are you a virgin?
Because I'm fat. No. Fuck? I'm just kidding. No, it's just because I'm scared. If I'm being completely honest, I'm scared. Literally, I feel like my punani isn't Dasani at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
And I just don't want anyone in there. But yeah, I'm 18.
So hit my line?
Yeah, you know.
You know what I'm saying. What's up, guys?
Okay, your turn.
I'm Summer. I'm also 18, 2019 very soon. Whatever. I'm also a virgin.
Turn up!
Why am I a virgin? Because I just haven't found the one.
The gag is we both could have been lost our virginity, but we can't commit and we're scared. There were amazing guys. There were like diamonds in the rough, bitch.
Listen, these guys that we could have lost our virginities to back in high school, they genuinely liked us. And they genuinely would have wiped us the fuck up, but we were like, no.
It's because, listen, when you come from trauma.
Trauma, we can get into our trauma in another episode.
That's for
But let's just know that's why.
Yeah, you know what? And honestly, though, but I feel like this is a thing. For a lot of girls, sex is like so, it's like a big thing in your life.
It's a big taboo.
And you honestly, but not even a taboo, but it's like, when you're ready, I feel like you have to feel the best about your body, and I wasn't at that point yet.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm being complete, like, to fully, like, let another person see me naked, I'm like, ew, no.
Very true, that is very true.
You know?
For me, at the point, there was a whole bunch of, like, first of all, the guy, there was a whole drama and story surrounding him and, like, another girl, but we can get into that another time. But with him, or with anybody, honestly, there's been a couple of moments where if I just, like, let them do it, I would have been fucking railed, you know what I mean? But I was like, stop, and they always stop, thanks. Shout out to you guys for not molesting me. Moving on. I just, personally, I feel like I need to be in love. And, like, not every girl is in love when they lose their virginity, and that's fine. If you want to just lose it to lose it, 100% do that.
No, for sure.
I love that for you. But me, personally, I can't do it. I feel like I can't give up that part of myself to just anybody. And I haven't been in a real relationship before.
It's not, but like, not even that. But it's like, there's a lot of other bitches that have no trauma. And it's just like, don't even want to do it. Like our bitch. We'll call her T.
We'll call her T.
Yeah, because she's a bad bitch. Like, she's skinny. She has a fat ass. But she's just not with it. And I feel like for girls, a lot of us are ashamed. Well, I was for a minute, like, oh my God, it's embarrassing. I'm not a virgin. I've never had my first kiss yet. But it's like, there's a lot of us out there.
Mm-hmm.
And we just can't live our life. Because we're so, like, I don't know for anybody, but for me, I was embarrassed. Like, oh my God. I feel like, for me, I don't know if everyone's the same, but it's like, oh my God, I'm so ugly. No guy wants to fuck. But in reality, it's just like, I'm just really scared.
Yeah, and like, and guys do want to fuck.
Yeah, literally.
Like, honestly, okay, before I get into what I was gonna say, piling off of what she said, if you're insecure, that's really, like, just you. Because, yeah, there are gonna be some people who are like, you're fucking ugly, but, like, fuck those guys. Because, honestly, in the end, there's going to be someone who wants to fuck you. I can guarantee
you
that.
No, like, guaranteed 7 billion, one of them will want to fuck.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Like, I feel so stupid, though. Like, let's just not get into that.
But what we were talking about, we were saying, like, sex for girls, I feel like it's, like, a double-edged sword. Like, you're gonna lose either way. You know, we're like, if you lose your virginity,
like, literally,
at a young age. Yeah.
Like, literally. Yeah, okay, so our whole thing is basically how sex is just so not fair for girls. Because, listen, half of the time, we probably won't bust. I said it.
Mm-hmm.
But there's such a double standard with girls having sex before the age of 18.
Yeah.
Huh.
Like, if you lose it too young, because, you know, I've known people who lost it at, like, 14, 15, mm-hmm. and you know, if people found out, they're like, oh, wow, she gives it up easy. She's
yeah, like, I'm not even, like, I probably have been one of those, like, oh, my God, like, you're too young.
Yeah.
You know, but, which is wrong, but then it's just, like, the way you grow up, and, mm-hmm. like, I believe science, and we just can't consent, honestly, but, I mean, if you have before 18, that's not bad, but I'm just saying how, like, there's just these stigmas towards it that's not fair.
And then the other way around, if you're, like, a late teens or early 20s and you're still a virgin, it's like, oh wow, are you a fucking prude? Like, what are you doing, saving yourself for marriage?
Or it's like, oh my God, you're so fucking boring.
Yeah.
Or like, it'll be even more fucked up when it's like, guys are like, nah, I'm gonna just bet to take her shit. That's so fucked up.
And we knew a girl in high school. We knew a girl in high school. She was a year younger than us, and
that's a little too much information.
Whatever, her boyfriend, their relationship started off on a bet, but we don't gotta get into that anyways.
Yeah, which is just so fucked up.
He probably won the bet, though, because they've been dating for like a good 2 years, I think.
Have they? I don't see any. Like, she doesn't even post. I don't follow the guy either, though, so.
I don't know. Last time I saw they were dating.
I got logged out of my main account on Insta. And every night before I go to bed, I'm like, bitch, resend me the login code. I can't get it.
But yeah, you know, it's just kind of like, you know. Like, for example. But with this pandemic, obviously, we haven't seen a lot of people because, you know, pandemic. But when I'm around, like, my family and everything, it's family friends. Like, me and my mom, we're around the same people constantly. There was one day my mom brought up the fact that I was still a virgin. And some of the adults in there, and it was literally, they're all adults, like, literally in their 40s and up. And I'm this, like, little 18-year-old girl surrounded by all these grown-ass people. And my mom just mentioned that I was a virgin because it was part of the conversation or whatever. Honestly, I hate when she does that. Like, fucking keep my business to yourself, okay, Mom?
Okay, Mom. Me.
All right, Charlotte. Anyways, so, and they looked at me and they were like, no, you can't be.
No, oh my God. Actually, finish your story.
I'm like, yeah, I'm a virgin, but like, I don't know. I don't see how that matters. And one of them's like, what? Like, why are you a virgin? I'm like, because I am. Like, why are you so interested in my non-existent sex life?
Yeah.
It's so weird to me.
No, like, genuinely. Oh, so I was at work one day. Hopefully, if this shit blows off, I don't have to work. But I was at work one day, and this girl, like, one of our coworkers, she's like, hey, like, she was asking my, like, it was three of us in there, and she was asking my coworker that has, like, kids. It's like, hey, what matters to you more, like, the length or the width, like, of a dick? And then she was like, oh, whatever, like, don't say that. And then she asked me, and I'm like, I don't know what that means. Like, I was like, oh, I don't know, like, because I don't know. And she's like, don't be telling me that you're a virgin. I'm like, oh, my God, I am. And at that moment, I was, like, so ashamed, like, oh, my God, I am a virgin. But then I'm like, bro, first of all, kind of inappropriate. But second of all, it was kind of funny. Third of all, the fact that she thinks I'm getting some. But, like, I was so embarrassed. I was like, oh, my God.
And I hate that we have to
this bitch called me lacking. Yeah. The fact that I had that evoked that emotion is fucked up. Mm-hmm. Ladies, if you haven't fucked, it's okay.
Like, why do we have to feel shame for not being
if we have sex, we're fucking whores. I told you this. Okay, listen, one of my friends sent me a fucking meme, and it was like how us kings are dissing girls summer 2021, and it was this clip of a girl saying she's not a virgin, and he just fucking dipped. I was so offended, because it's just like, okay, kind of funny, but like, why the fuck does she have to be a virgin for you to fuck, huh?
And let's talk about that. Those guys who are like, oh,
she's used.
She's used. Like, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, it's the fact that you think your dick can change a woman. Oh, my God. You're not that special. I hate the guys who are like, she needs to be a virgin. Because I'm like, ew, you're a grown-ass man. Like,
why do you care?
Why do you care? One. And two, that's very fucking weird to, like, have that sort of, like,
mentality. Or, like,
mentality.
What is it to you? Mm-hmm. But check out bodies. Yeah. I mean, I don't, but, like, hopefully I will. Fingers crossed, yeah. I will. But it's just, like, I don't know if people can relate, but, like, coming from, like, a Mexican household, like, girls are taught, like, no, save yourself for marriage. You can't be, like, a prontita, like, you know, knowing that the tías are finna talk shit about you. Fuck that shit. I'm over it. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah. Like, I know my mom lost hers when she was really young. She was 14. And she was always very open about me, like, with sex. We had a very healthy communication throughout my life. And honestly, like, like, literally freshman year, my group of friends, we were talking about it. We're like, oh, like, let's bet who's going to lose their virginity first. Spoiler alert, we're all still virgins. But, but at the time, like, almost, like, 4 or 5 years ago, all of my friends were like, Summer for sure. Summer's going to lose her virginity first because I was more like the promiscuous one. You
she
know.
She was a case.
I was called Joe Bait back in high school. Yeah. And I was kind of, I didn't imagine myself, if 18-year-old me were going back to 14-year-old me and be like, hey, bitch, you're still going to be a virgin when you're 18. 14-year-old me would be like, what the fuck do you mean I'm going to be a virgin? You know, and I just don't like that we have to feel shamed because we're not, because we're, like, adults now.
You know what it is? Not a shame, but it's, like, we feel like we're on a clock.
Yeah.
Like, we feel like time is running out. Because I'm not going to lie, I feel like it's running out. Because it's just, like, bro, I'm 18. Mm-hmm. When am I going to fucking
bust?
And
that's so sad because, like, we're only 18.
Yeah, we're not even, like, 20.
We haven't even been here for 2 decades.
Bitch, I saw this one TikTok where it's, like, I'm literally 23 and I haven't, like, fooled around with a guy. I'm, like, if that's me, I'm going to kill myself.
But honestly, when I see those videos, I feel better about myself. I'm, like, okay, well, you know, there's other women out there.
Oh, yeah, no, for sure. I'm not putting her down at all, but I'm just, like, bro, if I have to make that video one day.
But I still be sad.
Yeah, you know what I mean? But, like, that girl's a queen because she made me feel so amazing. Yeah. I feel like we're going to get a lot of hate.
You know, my mom, my mom's best friend, she's like my other mother. I've literally known her my entire life. She lost her virginity at 19.
Oh, per. Mm-hmm. Per.
And she's like, you wouldn't guess. Like, she's a very sexually active person, you know?
I feel like the day that I lose my virginity, I'm going to be a fiend.
No, for sure.
Like, I'm going to be talk about it. Fiending for that fucking dick. Let's fucking talk about it. Dick.
Because I remember the first time I made out with somebody, I was 14. And I would literally, and it's just making out. Like, it's nothing special. But after doing that as 14 years old, I was like, oh my God, I literally want to, like, I want my tongue down your throat all the time.
Ew.
I know, it sounds gross.
It was swapping salivas.
Like, that's what it was. And I'm like, oh my God, I feel like once I lose my virginity, I'm going to be like, babe, we need to take a weekend off because I need you in there immediately. You know what I mean? What's it called?
Crybaby.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, no, honestly, like, I think if I would have went out with that boy, fuck fest. Mm-hmm. I had my own car, bitch. Mm-hmm. But, you know, we won't talk about it.
I was really hoping to, like, you know, lose the V this year, but then Corona hit.
With who?
Just fucking anybody I met at college.
Yeah.
You know, I'm going to a university. There's, like, 90,000 people
fuck
there.
You. We're my community college, Queens.
Even there, like, there's thousands of people there.
Grayson?
You know?
He was Listen. So fun.
And so I was really, like, hoping, like, I'd meet somebody and I'd get into a relationship and, like, I would do it, right? But with Corona, everything online, I didn't meet anybody.
No, like, let me tell you, I have straight teeth now. Oh, I'm down with the shits. I have really thick teeth.
I'm nervous for the day, like, you know, school's open back up, we go back to college, and I meet somebody and, like, we're getting...
But, like, will we ever go back to normal?
Yeah, but I mean, eventually, you know what I mean? Like,
no, yeah, I'm saying, but, like, with the pandemic.
Even if you still wear, like, masks and everything, you're still going to be, like, meeting people is what I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah, no, for sure.
Once you start meeting people again, like, out in public and we're still on campus, and I meet somebody and I get into a relationship with them, I feel like I'm going to be very nervous for that next step. Even though I really want it. Like, we be feeding guys. We be so, like, we'd be like, we're so holding
no,
for no
yeah,
reason.
Listen, because, like, when we got the vibrators.
Mm-hmm.
Shit changed our lives. Yeah, it did. And I'm just like, imagine what a real dick could do.
Simply.
Because sometimes I'm, like, so horny. I'm like, ew.
Yeah, I feel so dirty afterwards. I'm like,
yeah.
No. But also, why do we need to feel ashamed about masturbating? Let's talk about that.
Because, like, I feel like that goes with guys and girls. It's not just girls. But it's, like, post-nut. Post-nut chronicles.
Dude, post-nut, I be feeling so dirty. I'm like, ugh.
Bro, side note, I have a scrub. That smells like coffee, and I'm smelling it. Fuck you. The first time I told you, you're like, ew, I don't know how I feel about that. She's doing it for the pod. She's doing it for the pod.
But you know what I mean?
I don't know what you mean.
Let's say we get into a relationship, right? And we're dating these guys, and we're getting real close to them. We're like, and then, like, you can say, like, they want to take that next step. Mm-hmm. And, like, I know I'm gonna want to take that next step, too, bitch. I'm fucking fleeting for that dick, you know? But I'm gonna be like, oh, my God. Because, obviously, I'm gonna have to tell him I'm a virgin.
Yeah.
Like, hey man, I've never done this before, okay? Listen, when we say we're virgins, we mean we're fucking virgins.
Like, we never... Well, for me, I've never been in a room with a guy. Oh, actually, that's a lie. Let me rephrase. I've never kissed a guy.
We never got our pussy licked. We ain't never done
we
nothing.
We never got a hand in the nether regions.
You know what I mean? You know? Oh, I've been, like, felt up and stuff.
Oh, okay, but I'm talking about for no the girls oral, that get it.
You know what I mean? No oral. I mean...
I've had no action whatsoever.
I gave, like... It wasn't a hand job. It was just a rub down from outside his pants.
Sloppy top!
It wasn't a hand job. I never gave a blow job before. Like, none of that. So...
At least I know, like, I'm not alone because my dog, he was neutered since, like, young. So, me and him just ain't never got nothing. That's my ride or die right there.
Yeah, I'm just kind of like, why?
I feel like, okay, listen, this is probably corny of me, but, like, shit happens for a reason. So, I know one day, if I'm bound to meet the one, he'll just fucking fuck my puss.
No, for sure.
You know, the fact that I speak like this. Mommy, don't watch.
But this is our first episode.
Bro, literally...
Can't we're going all in.
Yeah, no,
we're
yeah, because in. I feel like we're...
Real bitches, real talk.
Yeah, bitches are mad. Bitches are mad.
Bitches are mad.
I think there's only one bitch at this point, Blur. Actually, two.
Two?
Two.
Two bitches are mad. Yeah, you know, I just want to fuck. But I want to be in love. You know
yeah,
because,
like, listen, I'm going to be real. We're the bitches that read fanfics. And what about
you know
it?
What? And what about
and
it?
And what about it? Because those shits be buzzing.
I just want me an Iwa-chan.
Let me just get a fucking Levi Ackerman. Sibley. A fucking Gojo Sensei.
Sibley.
If I could have an anime boyfriend, let's talk about that. What's our ideal type? Okay, listen, I'm not a fucking hoe. Like, he's my type. But I do like me a nice Asian, a nice melanin. I'm not opposed to a light skin. I just feel like a Mexican with a beard just won't do it for me. Even though y'all are lovely, it's just my brother and my dad fit that category. And that shit grosses me out. I don't like facial hair at all. But yeah, honestly, as long as you're funny, like, I'm cool. If you're funny and not corny, I fuck with it so heavily. Mm-hmm. I just want your vibes to match mine, honestly.
100%. That's how I feel, too.
Like, this bitch wants you to be 6 feet.
I said it's a plus, but you don't have to. I'm saying, like, my minimum height, fucking, like, 5'8". I'm sorry, because my mom's 5'8". And if you're shorter than my mom, dude, I can't.
Your mom is a big bitch.
My mom's a big bitch. But if y'all watch Haikyuu, you know Owaizumi. That's my fucking perfect type. Owaizumi is literally everything I want in a man. It's ridiculous. Oh. I was telling Natalie in the car. I was like, when people write fanfictions about Owaizumi, they be writing him as, like, you know, a protective boyfriend. Because if y'all watch Haikyuu, real quick summary, Oikawa, his best friend, he's like the pretty boy, everybody likes him, blah, blah, blah. So Owaizumi is like a little bit insecure because his whole life he's been in the shadow of Oikawa. And so they write him as like this, like, he'll be getting jealous if like, another guy, like, is talking to you, but he's not gonna be like that fucking weirdo boyfriend who interrupts the conversation and is like, fucking don't talk to her. Like, he'll let you do what you want because he trusts you, but then at the end of the day, he's gonna fuck you good. And make sure you know who you belong to. And I fuck with that heavily.
No pit.
No pit.
Me, I like the assholes that just don't like anyone else but like you.
That's a wise me too.
Yeah, like literally, that shit gives me like big dick energy. Like, yeah, you fuck with me. But also like, the one guy's about a day got along with everybody. So I feel like, I feel like that doesn't really count. But like, you know. But yeah, but like a type for me, you just have to be funny. Really?
Yeah.
And you can't be corny. That's disgusting.
I hate the, like, good morning, like, my baby girl.
Okay, hold on. Have y'all watched Ginny and Georgia? Have you watched Ginny?
No.
Oh, okay. Then you won't get it. If you watched it in the fucking snaps, that shit was so ugly. Like, if my man did that, I'd literally ghost him.
I hate it. I have ghosted. I'm not ghosted, but I've ended something before because a guy would literally send me paragraphs being like, oh, my gosh. Like, so many heart face emojis, heart emojis, like, you're so beautiful all the time. It's like, yeah, it's nice to be called beautiful here and there, but like every single fucking other word, dude, leave me alone, you know? Call me five head. Call me fucking, like, joke around with me like a homie.
Yeah.
I don't like the whole like lovey dovey talk 24 fucking 7.
Like, I want to be your homie.
Yeah. But like also fuck me really good.
Yeah. But also give me my place as a girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's really not too much
I feel
to
like-
ask for.
Some guys would be, like, confused, like, what do you mean you want to be treated like a homie, but, like, also a girlfriend? It's not hard to understand.
It's not.
Like, let's dap me up, bitch, but also let other bitches know that you're taken.
Yeah. Like, I'll treat you like a girly.
Yeah.
You know?
You know
because, like, this is, like, a perfect example. Like, junior year, this guy was, like, on my dick. And I was, like, okay, but what does that mean? Because I'm telling you, like, I have no knowledge with guys. And then until he's like, he would just call me like beautiful and like this, this, and that. I'm like, that's so ugly. Obviously, it's not working. Figure out, like, stop doing what you're doing and get it together. That's it.
Yeah. See, the guy that I probably would have been in a relationship
Watch
with.
Watch her pull up the screenshot.
I am. The guy that I would have been in a relationship with if it wasn't for, like.
The way she still has him.
Literally, the first one I see is play with my dick, not my heart. You know?
No, yeah, you know that one Doja Cat was like, play with my pussy, don't play with my emotions. Like, literally, look, yeah.
This motherfucker says, he still sent me goodnight text, but it wasn't like, goodnight, my sweet little angel. He said, goodnight, shithead. The way that I literally, I probably would have fell in love with this man if I.
Simply screenshot it, then frame it.
Goodnight, shithead.
Like, even the emojis are perfect.
Exactly.
The way he put, run that.
Run that.
Oh, that's so cute.
Yeah. Like,
that's really cute.
And he said one corny thing, but that was the one thing, and it was right after our date.
What did he say?
He said, good night, baby. Thank you for the amazing day. And that was the one corny thing he said.
That's not even that corny.
Exactly, and I let it slide, because, like, stuff like that is cute once in a while, you know, but that wasn't how he texted me.
I know your heart was fluttering.
It was. I was like, you're welcome. And he was the only guy I went on, like, a real date with, too.
That's cute.
We went to the zoo. It was a really fun time.
Hopefully, flash forward, they get together.
I don't know. The only reason we didn't get together was because him and my best friend, they talked, like, their freshman year. They didn't even date. But he was a pretty shitty guy his freshman year of high school. But I
he
mean,
was
like,
a fuckboy.
Who isn't a shitty guy their freshman year? I mean, I was a shitty person my freshman year of high school, too.
Amazing person.
Not me. But I mean, like, he was 14 years old, right? And me and him started talking when, like, our junior year. So we're 16. Yeah. Like, you know, there's some growth in there.
See, but get this. The friend of Summer was like, it's okay, but just be careful. This yeah. bitch still goes.
No, but she came to me and she was like, hey, like, I'm not going to stop you from doing what you want to do. I'm just letting you know that I'm uncomfortable with it.
Fuck.
And so after she said that, I was like, fuck.
She's a hoe for doing that.
Literally. But I can understand because he did put her through a lot of shit and, like, she was really fucking depressed freshman year. But I'm like, fuck. I can't do it. And it's not even like, oh, it's one of my friends. Like, no, this bitch has been friends with me since we were 11 years old. So it was just a really complicated situation.
Look at her scrolling through them texts. Look at her scrolling.
I'm sad.
Yeah. No, honestly, me too.
I'm sad. He said, I miss you already. Fuck off. Literally fuck off. I'm so angry.
Just send him a 8-ball right now. I know
he'll... then he's gonna try and hang out with me.
I know he'll answer.
He will. But then he's gonna try and hang out with me and I'm not trying to do that. He said, I'm gonna throw you in the alligator. What the fuck? I'm having a stroke. I'm gonna throw you in the alligator exhibit. And then I said, I'm gonna feed you to the gorillas. We were talking about the zoo date before we went. And he says, not if I eat you first. And I was like, what's up? What up? He said, horrify me. That's why volleyball is a horry sport. Because it was a story. Because some bitch called me a whore because I played volleyball. Like, at Gross Mom.
Ew.
But yeah. That's what, guys. Now I'm simping, guys.
The way that I caught on her simping vibes because been there. I'm over it.
We're over it. Fuck those guys.
Yeah, no. Because it's like, fuck them.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, guys. We talked about it.
We did.
Virgin's talking about sex. We talked about it. And
I feel like, I hope, you know what? There needs to be a new feature where it's like you can leave comments on podcasts.
I would love that.
I would really love that because I feel like we'd be really responsive.
You know, big podcasters, like I know Cody and Noelle, they have a Patreon, but like you have to pay for the Patreon. But on the Patreon, their fans can interact with their podcast.
That's kind of
cool. You know,
cool.
If y'all blow us up,
we'll pay for it.
Well, no, it doesn't work like that. Fans will subscribe. They have to subscribe to see your Patreon.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah. Other than that, there's really no way to interact with podcasters unless, you know, they have their social medias.
That's real fucking irritating.
But yeah, guys, I feel like that was a pretty good first topic for the pod.
Yeah, so, like, if you're a girl and you're a virgin, don't be afraid and don't feel disgusting or, like, unpretty because it's, like, live your life, you know? Yeah. And if you don't want to fuck right now, don't fuck.
And super quick before you end it, I mean, I know we focus more on girls because I feel like girls do have it worse. But I know some guys who are, like, adults and they're still virgin and are very insecure about it. And, yeah. Like, guys, don't be. You're gonna find a girl who wants to fuck you eventually.
We'll understand. There are some girls that are like, yeah, I want to be an idiot with my man.
No, too. Honestly, if I met someone in college and he was my age, like 19, 20, and he was like, yeah, I'm a virgin too, I'd be like, fuck yeah. I'd be so happy because I'm like, yes, we could do this together. So don't even worry about it, fellas. You're all good.
Yeah.
All right. Well, this was a taste of what we're gonna be talking about. Heavy shit. Real shit.
What should we talk about next?
Let us fucking know. Or don't, because you can't. Bye, guys.
Bye.
This was the Players Club.
Players Club. Tune in next time for I guess you have to find out. Bye-bye.
Oh, I see you.
Bye.